Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name is found written in the book. This is our text. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I live in dangerous times. Listen to the voice of the angel who speaks to Daniel, who says those words, "This is a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Indeed, this indeed is a time of great trouble in the world." Then you read in the book of Revelation those words, "The devil has come down to you having great wrath." He was kicked out of heaven to be sure, but now he dwells among us. He's come into the world to wreak havoc of untold troubles upon the body of Christ throughout the entire world, to cast down to the earth, and the devil now spews out his wrath over all those to take their lives from them. No longer in heaven, the devil now, he roams our streets. The devil now lurks in our homes. The devil is now seeking to steal our souls. We indeed live in dangerous times. But don't take my word for it. Just look at the world in which you live in. In Syria, Christians were sawed in half because of their confession of Jesus Christ. In Egypt, churches were burned with Christians inside of them because of their faith in Jesus Christ. In Pakistan, brothers and sisters in Christ were blown to bits by crazy bombers as they sought to feed those who were hungry. In Argentina, a little closer to home, a church was vandalized and burned. And the vandals wrote on the floor of the church, "The only church that enlightens us is one that burns." But the devil in the world today is much closer than the far-flung areas of the world. The devil is also around us here in the United States. You see, closer to home, false prophets proclaim a false gospel of prosperity into the itching ears of all those who will receive it. And by the thousands, brothers and sisters in Christ, sons and daughters of the King, are falling away from the faith that they were baptized into, and walking away from the faith that they were catechized into, to follow after the hedonism and the lustfulness of the flesh in which the world in which you and I live. Indeed, we do live in dangerous times. But what about our congregation? Congregations have been marked with strife and conflict and upheaval, and Emmanuel is not immune to any of that. You see, the reality is the devil is hard at work with his angels to cause division and strife within the church so that the body of Christ will be disintegrated. We do indeed live in dangerous times. But what about in your own life? What work of the devil takes place in your life? See, right here in Lincoln, the devil torments us with temptations and deceptions every single minute of every single day. And you feel that. You feel it through injury. You feel those stinging darts of the devil through illness and disease and division within families and marriages and the maladies of life that all of us deal with. You feel the stinging dart of the devil in your own life. Oh yes, and indeed, in the midst of suffering, the devil would want nothing more than to see you walk away from the church and to walk away from faith in Him. You know, my last 20 years of ministry, I've noticed something about those who are afflicted with suffering. It does one or two things. One, it either draws you closer to Christ the King and your faith in Him, or it drives you away from your faith and ultimately losing your faith entirely. See, each day you and I are at combat with the devil himself. But the truth of the matter is that we fumble through each and every day. We sin before we even know that we've sinned. We sin in such a way that we've done thousands of times before, but like dogs returning to their vomit, we go back to our sin once again. We sin against God's Word. We sin against God's will within our lives, in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds every single day. But I want to know why. For those of you who know the truth of who Jesus Christ is and what He has done in your life, why is it that we are so much like that dog that returns back to its vomit? Why do we continue to be drawn back into sin and temptation, and at times to even think of we would walk away from Him? Why? Because the devil and his angels have joined forces with the world and even your own traitorous, sinful flesh to lead you astray and to suck from you the breath of life. Yes, indeed, we live in dangerous times. The Scripture tells us that the devil is like a roaring lion, walking around seeking someone to devour, continually ongoing. We live in dangerous times. And whether you know it or not, you are engaged in a war, a battle between life and death. It's a daily battle for you, but I want you to know that the devil will not prevail. There is hope in the midst of your suffering, your pain, and your sorrow, that the devil does not have power over you, because you and I live by the grace and the power of God and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we are gathered in the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. It is here that we gather, and God's Word says that the gates of hell shall never prevail against her, the church. We are at war, but not alone. We were at war, but we were under the leadership of Jesus Christ, for He was up there. He was in heaven and He witnessed Satan's fall to earth like lightning. He was there in the midst of the battle as He commanded His angels and the archangel Michael to overcome the evil enemy and cast him out of heaven. He was there at Jerusalem upon a hill called Calvary as He suffered and died for our sins to win the victory over sin, the devil, and the grave once and for all. Christ indeed was there. And today, while we face the dangers of the devil and the world and his minions and our own sinful flesh, today, while we fight the battle against the old, sinful, evil world, today as we fight that battle against our sinful flesh, Jesus Christ is right there with you, fighting on your behalf. See, the truth is, Jesus was there yesterday, He's here today, and He will be there forever until that final day when Satan is finally cast out entirely into hell that has been prepared for him and his evil angels. Jesus Christ is here. He's here to protect you from all those fiery darts of the devil so that nothing, and I mean nothing, shall ever harm you. Jesus Christ is here to announce forgiveness for all of your sins, not only through His gift of the Word, but through that Spirit-filled water that was poured over you at your baptism, and through the bread and wine of the Holy Sacrament as we gather at His throne to receive the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. The fact of the matter is that Christ is here. He's here to save you from the devil himself. He's here to write your name in the book of life by His own blood, so that you are not devoured by the devil, but that you are delivered from him in the hands of your loving Heavenly Father. Christ is among us. The truth is, you are not alone. This is not a battle God has given unto you and says, hey, good luck, have fun, do the best you can. This is a battle that Jesus Christ Himself has prepared you to fight, and He's given you companions in the battle. Not to mention in our text today, Archangel Michael. He He's in our midst, fighting on every side at every moment of every day. And all the heavenly host of angels that watch over you, you don't have one guardian angel. You have a bazillion of them every day seeking to defend you. God spoke to His servant David these words in Psalm 90. Christ shall give His angels charge over you. What He means is Christ will give His angels that responsibility of watching over you and protecting you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your feet against a stone. You shall tread on the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Now, I'm not suggesting you go down to the zoo and try to get into the serpent pit and walk on cobras and all that stuff. That's not the point. The point is that under the protection and the guidance of the angels of God, He watches over and protects you from all evils of body and soul. We also read in St. Luke chapter 10, when the 70 returned from their missionary journey, they returned with joy because the Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name. They couldn't believe it, because when we're preaching, even the demons are subject to us, frail human beings, when we invoke the name of Jesus Christ. See, like those disciples of old, the demons are subject to you by the power of Christ. The devil is subject to you by the name of Jesus. We all have authority over the power of the enemy, which flows from Christ Himself. And nothing, and I mean nothing, shall by any means hurt or harm you in eternal life or endanger your salvation, because you have been washed by the blood of the Lamb and your name is recorded in the book. But now it may seem at times as if we're losing the battle. Just like our brothers and sisters in Christ who are dying in faraway places, we too are dying right here in Lincoln. You know, maybe we're not being sawed in half. Perhaps we're not getting our church burned while we're inside of it, praise be to Jesus. But we are facing the devil each and every day through all of his wiles and all of his tactics to lead us astray. We suffer through disease. We suffer through sorrow. We suffer through addiction. We suffer through the challenges of our daily life, the maladies that all of us face in one way, shape, or form. We face them all. And the devil likes it. He wants you to die. He would want nothing more than to cut you off from faith in Jesus Christ. He wants you to be dead in your trespasses and sin, and He wants you to be condemned eternally and trapped in the grave forever. That's exactly what His game plan is for you. But Christ will have none of that, because He has written your name in the book. He knows your name. He knows the challenges that you face, the disease that wrecks your body, the divisions in your family that you suffer with. He knows them all, and Christ lives with us, and Christ lives within us to help you and I every single moment of every single day until that last hour when we draw our last breath and our eyelids close in death and we are brought into His presence. He keeps us safe every single day. He has the victory over sin, death, and the grave, and we shall have it too through faith in Him. But then life on earth ends, and that last day shall one day come, and Christ's victory is our own to see with our own eyes. Do you have any idea the joy of the last day? When the archangel Michael and that trumpet sounds and the heavenly host and Christ appears in all of His glory and the dead in Christ are raised. Christ will come down in the cloud of glory at that time to deliver you and me. And we and all people who sleep in the dust of the earth shall rise to victory in Him. And the devil and all of His angels and His followers will be cast into utter darkness and everlasting death. But to those who cling, and I mean to those who cling to Christ shall receive eternal life. To join Saint Michael and all the angels and to shine with the brightness of the firmament forever, you and I shall stand and join in that righteousness as we sing those songs and great hymns in glory to Him. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filling with Your glory. Thus, like St. James tells us, he tells us to submit to God, to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Great promise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.